Okay, let's start from the beginning. Eshne ha'ish asher lo halach. Over the chaf, you have a zarka, something we call the zarka. Lo halach. Now, in order for us to give this the melody, it must be at the end of the word. Halach, the zarka, must be under the chaf. Otherwise, we just pass right over it. We don't recognize it at all. Lo halach. Now, after we give it the ta'am, it must be followed by something what we call under the sadi, ba'asat, upside down, atnah, and then resha'im, ole ve'yored. It goes like this. Lo halach. Ba'asat resha'im, ba'asat resha'im. Whenever we give it the melody, when it's in the end of the word, it will always be followed by the upside down atnah, which we call yareyach, and oleh ve'yored. Lo halach, ba'asat resha'im. Now, I would like to show an example where zarka that we do not recognize at all. We go right past it. Look at Perek Gimel, Pasuk Het. Kuma Hashem Hoshi'eni. Over the kof, you have a zarka. There's no ta'am. We go right through it. Kuma Hashem. And then Hoshi'eni. Over the sheen, you have a zarka. The same thing. Hoshi'eni. And you continue. Kuma Hamonai, Hoshi'eni Elohai. We go right through it. The zarka must be at the end of the word and must be followed by Yareyach Ole Ve'yored. Let's start again. Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'asat Resha'im.